Psalms chapter 50, a psalm song of Asaph. The mighty God, even the Lord Jehovah, has spoken and called the earth from the rising of the sun to its going down. Out of Zion, the perfection of beauty, God has shined. Our God will come and will not keep silence. A fire will devour before him, and it will be very tempestuous, stormy all around him. He will call to the heavens from above and to the earth, that he may judge his people. Gather my saints together to me, those who have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. And the heavens will declare his righteousness, because God is himself judge. Sell a musical pause. Hear, O my people, and I will speak, O Israel, and I will testify against you, I am God, even your God. I will not reprove you for your sacrifices or your burnt offerings, to have been continually before me. I will take no bull out of your house, nor male goats out of your folds, because every beast of the forest is mine, and the cattle upon a thousand hills. I know all the birds of the mountains, and the wild beasts of the field are mine. If I were hungry, I would not tell you, because the world is mine, and all its fullness. Will I eat the flesh of bulls, or drink the blood of goats? Offer to God thanksgiving, and pay your vows to the Most High, and call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you, and you will glorify me. But to the wicked God says, what have you to do to declare my laws, or that you should take my covenant in your mouth? Since you hate instruction and cast my words behind you. When you saw a thief, then you conspired with him and have been partaker with adulterers. You give your mouth to evil, and your tongue frames deceit. You sit and speak against your brother. You slander your own mother's son. These things you have done, and I kept silence. You thought that I was altogether one such as yourself, but I will reprove you and set them in order before your eyes. Now consider this, you who forget God, lest I tear you in pieces, and there is no one to deliver. Whoever offers praise glorifies me, and to him who orders his conversation aright, I will show the salvation of God.